Dolly Parton's roots are showing. Now, this is not some kind of a blonde joke. The artist who made country music glamorous for so many in the 1970s has had some problems getting her music played on today's highly formatted country, pop, rock, bubblegum music stations. But no mere trend can ever make Dolly Parton out of fashion. She went back home to the hills of eastern Tennessee, where she first began to sing in that high, bright voice that's as brisk as a Smoky Mountain morning. She sat down to write, think, and record. She unplugged the amplifiers and electric gizmo. She brought out the banjo. She remembered the music that she first loved. And now, her latest recording, proudly and unapologetically the product of her bluegrass roots, is getting acclaimed, bought, and even played. It's called Little Sparrow.
Little Sparrow, Little Sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little Sparrow, Little Sparrow, fly so high and feels no pain.
Dolly Parton joins us now from her studios in Nashville. Ms. Parton, what a pleasure it is to have you back. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate all those wonderful things you had to say, especially the part about my roots are showing. Well, they are, too.
All right. Okay. Are any of these songs that you heard as a kid?
Well, some of these songs, even the ones that are new, that sound old, were inspired by melodies and stories that came from my childhood. Like Little Sparrow was, I took bits and pieces from the old Fair and Tender Maidens. And a couple hundred years ago, back in England, they said it had once been referred to as Little Sparrow. Of course, nobody I ever knew that. And I thought, what a beautiful title. So rather than do Fair and Tender Maidens, I'll just use a line or two out of it. I'll come up with a new old sounding tune. And just kind of do a whole new song called Little Sparrow. And then, of course, there's different songs that I grew up singing on the radio, like I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby, and different things like that that really are from my past that that I have put on the album.
Last night my tears, they were falling. I went to bed so sad and blue. Then I had a dream of you. I dreamed I was strolling in the evening underneath the harvest moon. I was thinking about you.
When did you first know you could sing?
I don't ever remember not singing. I started, my mother's people were very, very musical, and my grandfather was a preacher and a music teacher and a singer of sorts, Pentecostal preacher. So I grew up singing in the church, and I don't remember music not being part of my life. I started to write serious songs when I was 7 years old, playing the guitar. Started on radio and television at 10, so my mother says that I was always singing.
Oh, I don't believe you've met my baby. You looked at her, you looked at me. I knew that you would marry me. I don't believe you've met my baby.
I guess I'm trying to figure out, when did you first know that people were interested in hearing you sing?
When I was about 7 years old, when I would write all these very serious songs for a seven-year-old kid, and people would take notice. But it was when I was 10 years old and sang on a show up in Knoxville, Tennessee, which was the nearest big town to where I was brought up in the Smokies. It was called the Cass Walker Show, and they featured a lot of bluegrass, a lot of mountain and country music. And the first time I ever went down to sing, my uncle, Bill Owens, my mother's brother, had taken me down there to sing, and I had to sing the song over and over and over, and I was 10 at that time, and I thought, well, I'm just going to be real good at this, and I thought I was going to be a star. Little did I know it was not because I was good, but because I was little.
I
but
bet you
I believed
were
it, so I kept going. I just kept going with it. So that's, I was 10 when it dawned on me that this was what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
I want to ask you about some of the sad love songs on here. For example, My Blue Tears. Can we listen to that for just a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Fly away from my window, little bluebird. Fly as far as you can away from here. And let not your song fall upon my ear. Go spread your blue wings and I'll shed my blue tears. For the one that I have loved, he has left me and gone. And I'm in no mood for to hear your sad song. And bring not your light into my dark gloom, yellow sunshine. Waste not your warmth on the coldness in here. Oh, trouble me not, go ye elsewhere. Go light your blue sky and I'll shed my blue tears.
Is this based on a traditional song or something you
no,
heard earlier?
This is an original song that sounds old. And I just started singing Fly Ye Away and using that old English stuff of ye and thou. And I like it when you can write something new that sounds old. And that's so embedded in me, those old melodies.
Yeah.
I call it my Smoky Mountain DNA. It's just in every fiber in me. So it's real easy for me to do that.
Go spread your blue
Does it suggest something about love and loss that doesn't change?
Well, I think love and loss has always been the same from day one, since the Garden of Eden, I guess. You know, they had trouble there, and they're still having
trouble now.
But I think that so much of that old mountain, the old Irish English folk ballads, and especially that I grew up with in the Smokies, really were about the old songs of tragedy. Even the songs like Silver Dagger and Little Sparrow.
Yeah.
You just kind of, even when you're your happiest, you seem to sing about sad things. So whatever the reasons, you know, it works. I love sad songs, and some of mine are just plumb pitiful. Don't you think?
Sure. And is that why you write them, to work something out? Or just?
I think a lot of it is because I sometimes on purpose will try to write things for someone else that I think might ease their own pain and their own heart. And so lots of times, you know, I will write something for them, because of them, for both of us, for all of us.
I'm glad you brought up the song Silver Dagger. It's from your previous album, so can I bring it up?
Yes.
What a great song.
I've always loved that song.
Always meaning since you...
Always since I was here on this earth. My mother used to sing it. My aunt used to sing it. My grandmothers used to sing it. I've always heard that song from as long as I have any memory of anything. That was always a favorite of mine. So I just wanted to do it. And when I did The Grass is Blue, that was one of the first things that popped up.
Well, can we listen to it for a moment?
Yeah.
My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long. On every link, a heart does dangle of another babe. He's loved and wronged.
Miss Parton, can you remember some of the first times you heard that song, where you were,
yes,
what it was like?
Yes, my great-grandmother, everybody called her Mammy. Her name was Melinda Owens, and she played all the instruments. And she'd sit on the porch. She used to smoke a cob pipe with real tobacco in it. And she'd sit there with the pipe, sitting in a rocking chair out on the porch, and just a flogging that banjo. She played that old clawhammer style, which I also do. Anyway, so I would remember her singing that song.
Go court another tender maiden in hopes that she might be your wife. For I've been warned, so I've decided I'll sleep alone.
Is your guitar a silver dagger of a kind?
Yeah, I guess that's a good way of putting it. I never thought of it like that. But yeah, it's my weapon and my tool. It's like it helps me out of every situation. And I can write about my broken hearts. And I can write about the things I want to do, things I never got around to doing, and fun stuff like the little song, one of the songs on this album, talking about the banjo and my grandma, though. When I wrote Marry Me, the song on the
My album. Absolute favorite.
It's mine, too.
Is it really?
And
oh.
I wrote it with the banjo. I have that old. I have an old banjo that my Uncle Philip gave me, and I was just sitting around, and I felt like my great-grandma when I was writing it. I thought of Mammy.
Well, we've got to hear a little of it now.
Yeah, do, because it's my favorite.
Fine as he can be, I met him at the big barn dance, and he took a shine to me. Sky blue eyes, a big white smile, and tall as a sycamore tree. He's real smart with a real big heart, and he's gonna marry me. He's gonna marry me, and we're gonna go to town. We're gonna buy us a real good car, and we're gonna drive around. We'll hold hands, touch and hug. He talks so sweet to me, 'cause he knows a lot about stuff, but he's gonna marry me.
Ms. Parton, only thing wrong with this song is it's just, it ought to be 30 minutes long. I love it. I could listen to it all day.
My favorite line that everybody likes, it says, he's done kissed me on the mouth, so he's got to marry me. That's the same as to kiss somebody in the mouth back when I was a girl. That's the same as an engagement ring.
It still is, as far as some of us are concerned.
Well, it's true, but we've come a long way, though. Not necessarily in a good way, but it's sure different now, but I remember when, you know, I was a kid, I thought, oh my Lord, if Mom and Daddy knew he kissed me in the mouth, I'd be in big trouble now.
His mama don't like me one little bit, but you know I don't care. Let her pitch her hissy fit, 'cause I ain't marrying her. He's always been a mama's boy, it's just plain jealousy. She's as mad as an old wet hen, 'cause he's gonna marry me. Oh, but he's gonna marry me.
Now, Miss Parton, correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
I'm just guessing you were pretty popular among the boys when you were growing up.
Yeah, and I still am. I'm still boy crazy. I was going to marry every boy I met. Oh, I loved the boys, and they loved me because I was a fun girl. I always believed in having a good time, and I still believe in that.
Has your idea of what a good time is changed a bit over the years?
Not really. I just try to find the good times and the humor and everything. I figure life's going to be hard enough as it is. We're going to get hit with the sorrow whether we like it or not. So if there's any way in this world to find the good times, let them roll.
I hope you don't mind me asking. Your father died a few months ago, didn't he?
He died November the 12th, and it was a shock to all of us. He just had a stroke, and within 2 weeks, he was dead. And up to that time, he'd never really had any serious illnesses at all. And so it was just devastating. And I didn't realize what a daddy girl I was till daddy was gone. And it's like, and I have grieved. And I dream about him all the time. It's a funny thing. It's like he's not really gone. And he comes to me in dreams, so I'm real proud for that. So it's like, it's a sweet feeling.
You know, it's, I got to tell you, I listened to you singing In the Sweet By and By on this album, the line, "We shall meet on that beautiful shore."
Oh, yeah.
And I thought about you and your father.
Well, thank you. In fact, that's always a song I love. My daddy loved that song, and I had already completed the Little Sparrow album. The artwork was basically done, and the very last thing I wanted to do, I just asked if it was too late for me to go back in and on the artwork. I wanted to dedicate this album to Daddy, because Daddy called me his little songbird, and I thought, how appropriate, the Little Sparrow. And Daddy loved these kind of songs. He would always say, you don't need to be a singing them songs, them old drums and guitars. Your little voice don't need to have to out-sing all that stuff. So he used to love to hear me sing, and so I dedicated that to Daddy, and I definitely know that I will meet him on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, 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 oh.
Ms. Parton, what
yes.
a pleasure. I hope we can get together again sometime.
Yeah, I hope so, too. This was fun for me. You ask good stuff.
Well, hardly. You write and record good stuff.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll do this again, and I will talk to you later.
The one, the only, the great, Dolly Parton. Her new CD is called Little Sparrow.